T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What do you think of the country's founding, Lee?
I'm very fond of it.
Yeah, me too. I'm a big fan. If you've listened to the show for a long time, you know how deeply I'm into the history of the Revolution and awed by it. If it was taught the way it was actually fought, kids, instead of wearing Star Wars T-shirts, would be wearing Revolution T-shirts. Yeah. I mean, our founding fathers were some real badasses. They really were. And, you know, after really reading about George Washington's life, you know I love George Washington, yes. Right? Like, I'm secretly in love with him, which my husband doesn't mind since he's, you know, no longer with us.
You got a George crush.
I do. I have a big crush. I have a crush on this man because when you know, he's always been sort of presented in history books as this pompadour, sort of boring guy, you know what I mean? He's like sitting around in his buckled up shoes or whatever,
his
wig.
Teeth.
And yeah, and he's like writing some important, boring stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, no. He was an amazing individual in terms of just the warrior he was. Took on the foremost military force the world had ever seen at that time. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about the British Empire. And he did it because there was literally nobody else to fight the revolution. He had been in the British army. He took his brother's place when his brother died, as was tradition. He did not want to go into the military. He did not like it. And so here he is. You're going to have to take these people on. They've got like a, they've got like a navy. He didn't have a navy.
Nope.
You know what I mean? Yet he won a naval battle. That's how we got the revolution. That's the hysterical thing. Using the French, right? I mean, how the hell do you win a battle using the French, right? But he did it. It was hysterical. It's hysterical to read it. But the man, I mean, one of my favorite Washington stories is, and it's right there at mountvernon.org. You can read it for yourself. And this is why I think there was predestiny in him. Because he was talking to this idiot, British general. And, you know, you line up in a line and you fight on the field in the damn line. Well, he's like, this is America. We don't do it this way. We do the ambush. We do guerrilla warfare here. And the guy wouldn't let him do it. He said, you're going to get everybody killed. This is when he was in the British military. And he said, okay, I'll do it, but everybody's going to die. And he was right. Everybody died but him. He led the forces into battle. His horse was shot out from underneath him. What does the fool do? He could have joined the general on the sidelines, but no. He goes and gets another horse and rides back into battle. And that horse gets shot out from underneath him. And when he comes out of battle, he's covered in blood, and he's the only one still standing, and there's a hole through his vest where the bullet went. And it didn't hit him. So I look at George Washington and the many times he almost died, and I think that there is a reason he did not. He had a protection around him. But he is a true badass and an amazing individual and should be a hero. Which is why the New York Times is doing what they're doing. Have you seen this?
No. Good thing.
I'm trying
to ignore this.
Oh, no, no. No, no, no. You got to see it coming because it's going to be everywhere. The new goal for the New York Times is to reframe the coverage of Trump. You probably heard about this over the weekend, right? They're going to switch from Russia. The New York Times editor was caught on camera saying this. We have geared our entire newsroom to cover Russia, which means you failed since it didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So now they're retooling it to cover racism, and they're going to make racism the theme of the next 2 years, right? Which is essentially him admitting we're not going to cover news anymore. We're doing propaganda. We're going to make the story about racism. We don't care what the actual story is. We're not going to reflect history as it happens, which is what journalism is. We're going to make it up. And he's committed to this now. But listen to what the reframing of Trump has to. This is so ambitiously. They're going to reframe American history. It's something called the 1619 Project that the New York Times is launching. They want to erase the idea of the beginning of America being 1776, i.e. the Revolution, and make the argument that the country was actually founded in 1619. They want to date the founding of the country from the first African being brought to North America, to Virginia, as a slave. Because that they feel that to start it in 1776 It's not true. That 1619 was our true founding because, of course, our country was founded on white supremacy. And you cannot appreciate how bad the U.S. is unless you move the founding date to 1619. Why do they want to do that? Okay, the goal of the 1619 Project, the New York Times writes, is to reframe American history. The basic thrust of the 1619 Project is that everything in American history is explained by slavery and race. The message is woven throughout the first publication of the project, an entire edition of the Times Magazine, New York Times Magazine. And it begins with the idea that our democracies, no, this is a republic, our republic's founding ideals were false when they were written, that they are illegitimate and profoundly evil, and thus must be discarded. It's terrifyingly.
Yeah, it is. It is just amazing.
It's propaganda.
To me. Yeah, it absolutely is.
It's an absolute lie.
It is a rewriting of history.
Yes.
It is propaganda. And it's just sad to think that if these people would just spend their time and energy and effort into actually covering news,
yeah, wouldn't that be
instead
funny?
Of going back like. And trying to rewrite history and to blame all of America's ills on certain individuals, policies, or events, and in the meantime, you know, reframing them, not correctly reporting on it or you know, detailing it. Just think how much better off we'd all be.
Well, and they even tell you what their goal is. It is the same goal that the left had with erase the anthem, erase the flag, erase the Betsy Ross flag. Everything in our founding is racist and thus illegitimate and must be thrown out. Their ultimate goal is to erase the Bill of Rights as racist and illegitimate and thus get rid of your First Amendment free speech rights, your rights to gather, your right to go to a church and practice the religion of your choice, your right to self-defense, and, of course, your right to privacy in the Fourth Amendment. That is the goal. So it's called the 1619 Project. Now, listen to this. In their own words, the New York Times writes that the goal of reframing U.S. history on the founding is that, quote, the country's founding ideals were false when they were written and should be thrown out. What were those? Again, the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, all your basic freedoms.
Yeah.
So what they want to do, Lee, when I say I should have First Amendment rights, they say you're a racist. See how this works?
Mm-hmm.
So they want to erase all that. But here's what's really scary, okay? This 1619 plan with their ambitious goal of completely reframing U.S. history, they're not just putting it in the pages of the New York Times to lead and guide the news coverage.
Oh, of course not.
The New York Times has already produced a school history curriculum.
Oh, here we go.
That some schools will begin using this fall. And the entire curriculum is founded on the idea, it's premised on the idea the country was founded in 1619 on white supremacy and racism and slavery, and thus everything that came after that was illegitimate and must be discarded. They're going right for your kids with their lies and their hatred. So they can re-enslave not just black people, but everybody. Because what are you if you have no free speech rights, no rights of religion, no rights of privacy, and no right to defend yourself? What are you? You're a slave.
Yes.
So what you're a slave to your government at that point. So, I mean, literally, this is an effort to bring back slavery.
No wonder they're so upset with seeing the Gadsden flag somewhere.
Yeah, totally. Freaks them out. So you'll see the themes of this. The New York Times has announced this, and of course the rest of the media will follow in suit. This theme will pervade everything going forward. They're going for broke, Lee. They are going for broke. They want to erase our histories as to erase our rights because the Democrat and liberal plan for the future is so radical it cannot occur unless our basic, most fundamental rights are erased. And this is a shot over the bow. That's what this is. So it's on, folks. It's on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum
minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're a normal person, right? Pretty average person, I would guess, if you're listening, right? Do you you know any white supremacists? You have any friends who are neo-Nazis? No? Most people don't. You ask the average American, and I'd say 100% of this audience, hey, what do you think about, you know, neo-Nazis? Oh, they're cool. No. You'd be horrified. What do you think about anti-Semitism? That normal? Know any anti-Semites? Hang out with any? I don't. Never have. I wouldn't know where to find an actual human anti-Semite. I'd be like, I literally wouldn't. I'm sure they're out there. And if I had to go produce one, I wouldn't know where to go. I mean, besides the New York Times newsroom, but they wouldn't let me in there. Because you're normal. You don't associate with people like that. And if somebody did, you'd think they were nuts. Well, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar did. And that's the big story the media is not telling you. We had a little bit of this last week. You heard the whole flap about Israel, right? Rashida Tlaib, Representative Rashida Tlaib and Representative Ilhan Omar, two Muslim representatives. Okay, let me tell you the whole story, because the media is turning this into their brown, and so everybody hates it. I tell you what, I just came back from the beach. I'm browner than Rashida Tlaib is right now. If you took the brown hair dye off my hair, I look like her. I've got eyes like her. I mean, being brown, she ain't that brown. I'm sorry. It's ridiculous. But do you know that a week ago, 71 members of Congress went to Israel? And this trip was led by Steny Hoyer. It's Republicans and Democrats. And the Democrat part of the delegation went and visited Israeli officials and Palestinian officials. None of them were blocked. So, I mean, it's not like, you know, they hate the Palestinians so much that if you even talk to them, you can't come. Now, they did. Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib could have gone with them. And there would be no problem, just like there was no problem with other Democrats, including some black Democrats who went to Israel. So some difference going on here. What is it that the media will not tell you? These two wanted to go not with the other members of Congress, including, again, a bipartisan delegation. They wanted to go on the dime of MIFTA. What is MIFTA? A homophobic, neo-Nazi, white supremacist, anti-Semitic organization. This organization is a horror. If a Republican's way was paid by this organization, the New York Times would be demanding they resign. Let me tell you why. The New York Times described MIFTA as being headed by a longtime Palestinian lawmaker. That's true. Oh, but that's not the story. Not even close. Let's start with the things MIFTA has published. How about blood libel? Nazis started that. Well, they were the most famous users of it to justify the murder of Jews. The idea of, quote, this is from MIFTA, the Jews using the blood of Christians in the Jewish Passover. They actually reported as fact that Jews kill Christian and Palestinian children and drink their blood. It's an old anti-Semitic trope. Now, again, these two could have gone to Israel with the rest of the delegation. Could have even talked to all the Palestinian lawmakers they wanted. Could have met with the PLO, a terrorist organization, if they wanted. Some Democrats did. Republicans did. But that's not what they chose. They chose to go on the dime of this organization. What else does this organization stand for? MIFTA. They published an American neo-Nazi treatise written by a white supremacist neo-Nazi group called the National Alliance. What do they think? Again, I totally abhor what I'm about to read. I want you to understand the mentality of Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. Here's what the National Alliance wrote that was published by MIFTA to great fanfare. The Jewish-controlled entertainment media have taken the lead in persuading a whole generation that homosexuality is normal and acceptable way of life. There is nothing that they find it abhorrent that people now believe there's nothing wrong with white women dating or marrying black men, or white men marrying Asian women, that all races are inherently equal. They reject that idea. This group paid. This is who bought their tickets. And we're told Trump's nuts. Netanyahu is nuts. These people are crazy. Do you know anybody who thinks these things? If somebody said this at your party, would you throw them out of your house? Because I'd throw them out of mine. And it's total pass. It's total pass. You want to know where the anti-Semitism, the homophobia, the race hatred is? You call Ilhan Omar's office this morning. You call Rashida Tlaib this morning. Call them and ask. Oh, and when MFTA is not praising white supremacy, the inequality of the races, and all of that junk, you know what else they do? They honor suicide bombers who kill children. Yep, specifically. In an article entitled Let Us Honor Our Own, the MFTA contributor describes Dalal al-Maghrabi as a Palestinian fighter who was killed during a military operation. Yeah, that operation was the Coastal Road Massacre. A bus hijacking, innocent people, that killed 38 Israeli citizens, including 13 children. Again, these ladies could have boarded the bus, could have gone with the bipartisan delegation, but they chose to go on the dime of this group. And we're told something's wrong with Netanyahu and Trump because they're racist for keeping these two out? No, no, no. The only racist, homophobe anti-Semites here are Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Gonna jump on the phone line in a sec, but first, shocking, you don't say. Jeffrey Epstein's prison guards, you know, the two who both fell asleep on their shift and didn't check on him. What are the odds of both falling asleep? Got a statistician out there? The prison guards are not cooperating with the Department of Justice probe into Epstein's death. Anybody shocked? Here's my shocked face. You can't see it because it's the radio. Worse yet, two senior, boy, this story faded from the news, didn't it? Yeah, it makes Democrats look bad. That's why. Two senior DOJ officials sent by Attorney General William Barr have been on site at the jail, where, by the way, nobody in 30 years but Jeffrey Epstein has succeeded in killing themselves. So that's it. That's one for the history books right there. According to a senior DOJ official, Barr said that serious irregularities have been uncovered at the jail, you think? It now appears Associated Press has reported that the guards not only didn't check on him, but they falsified reports. Now they're not cooperating with the DOJ investigation. Okay, this is going to get really interesting. Epstein's attorneys are not happy either. They've addressed the deceased pedophile's controversial autopsy, which concluded he hanged himself using bedsheets, breaking his hyoid bone near the Adam's apple. As you know, that only happens in 6 to 10% of suicides, but about half of strangulation homicides. Here's what the attorneys have said, quote, "We are not satisfied with the conclusion of the medical examiner." Yeah, join the club. Adding, quote, "We will have a more complete response in the coming days," as will Epstein's estate. So it's still going to get interesting with this thing. I'll keep my eyes on it for you. All right, let's jump on the line with Matt in Easley, who says, come on, Omar and Tlaib associate with neo-Nazis. So does everybody. Hey, Matt.
Well, that's not really quite what I said. The point I actually wanted to make is you started off by saying that you don't know and you're not affiliated with any white supremacists. Mm-hmm. And I think that we all need to be careful, including Tlaib and Omar. If you're on the rug, you're close to the fringes. And yeah, they're 7 degrees of separation from or whatever affiliation. Well, what about Trump and the Proud Boys? Or what about WORD listeners? And if you go to the gun show at Palmetto Expo Center, there's a creepy Nazi guy there, not just selling memorabilia, but selling the Turner Diaries.
Matt,
no, I go to the gun show.
Matt,
I go to the gun show. That
Matt,
doesn't mean
Matt,
that
Matt,
I'm
Matt.
A creepy Nazi.
All right, let me ask you a question. I got a question for you. If your congressperson, okay? I don't care who your congressperson is. It doesn't matter. If your congressperson was to accept a trip paid for by a neo-Nazi group that praised suicide bombers for killing children and encouraged more of it, that said the races should not mix, that condemned homosexuality and slurred Jews, all of it after publishing a neo-Nazi treatise by one of the most adamant neo-Nazi groups in America. And that person, that group, paid for your congressman to go somewhere, not just to visit, but so that he could be accompanied by their leadership and give voice to their platform. You'd be okay with that, right, Matt?
No, you're setting me up. And
well, no. I'm asking you a question. I need a yes or a no. I need a yes or a no from you.
Wait a minute. You asked a question. I am.
I want the answer. What's the answer? Yes or no? Don't give me some gobbledygook. Tell me yes or no.
Okay.
You'd be okay with it?
That's all I can say is one word.
Yeah?
You're going to boil everything down to black and white.
Yes, black and white. When it comes to slurs like that, the races shouldn't mix, Matt.
Okay, Hitler is bad.
Not you can't answer my question, can you? Give me a yes or a no. You'd be okay with that or no?
No, I would not.
Thank you.
But
you just lost the argument. Let's move on. That's what Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar did, Matt. Hello. If you can't condemn that, look. But you got a problem. It's not me. It's not me. Again, to recap, if you're just tuning in, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar could have gone on the Israeli trip with the 71 other more normal members of Congress. Democrat and Republican alike, the Democrats met with the Israeli leaders and the Palestinian leaders. I wouldn't have done that. I think they're terrorists, but whatever. Israel let them in, including black members of Congress. Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar were willing to do that. They went on the trip sponsored by MFTA, a nonprofit organization that has praised Palestinian terror attacks, called for more, including one that killed 38 people, including 13 children. Praise that terrorist by name. They're also white supremacists and anti-Semites. Again, on their website, which they later had to apologize for after the uproar, they republished a treatise by a neo-Nazi American group, the National Alliance, that slurred Jews, slurred homosexuals, and made the argument that white women shouldn't date or marry black men, and white men shouldn't marry Asian women, and that all the races are inherently unequal. Okay, on any other given day, all of my liberal listeners would agree. That is abhorrent. We should condemn that, right? They took payment from this group. They were getting on the plane, and they were not just going on the dime of this group, for which they should resign for office, for which a Republican, they would demand a Republican to resign for office if they were associating with neo-Nazi trash like this. They were going on a pre-planned agenda set by this group with this group's leaders to echo their message. They had no plans to meet with Israeli leaders. Their itinerary said they were visiting Palestine. Don't you love it when our liberal trolls, and bless you, Matt, but really, just call up here and make an argument for tolerating anti-Semitism? Well, you know, it depends on how many degrees of separation. No, I'm sorry. No, that's not the standard for Republicans. Shouldn't be the standard for Democrats either. This is what the media has to ignore to make this a story. Texter writes, headache on school traffic. Yeah, you must be out in Anderson County. They started school today. School starts in Greenville tomorrow morning. So I would leave 20 minutes earlier because it's going to be a zoo. That's the day a lot of parents, even if they, you know, are going to put their kids on a bus next week, they like to drive them in, make sure everything's all set, you know. It's going to be crazy tomorrow. And it's crazy in our house right now. Everything's spread all over the place. I can't even see my island in my kitchen. It's covered in school stuff, book bags, new lunch boxes and stuff not taken out yet. No, my God, I feel so broke. Do you feel broke? If you're a parent right now, you feel broke. Producer Chris, your kids are still toddlers. Wait to the back. I don't know what costs so much money about back to school besides the school supplies, but it does. It just seems like, and the kids will always grow a size shoe in the summer. And so you got to buy those too all at once. It's very expensive, especially if you got a whole passel of them like Reproducer Chris does now. So anyway, Yeah. So that's tomorrow. So if you drive out your driveway and you're like, what the heck tomorrow? That's why. 800-347-1063. Want to wrap this up real quick about this Israeli trip. Listen, this story to me is more about how the media lies and manipulates you than it is about anything that went on with Israel. I mean, the whole story, Trump got Netanyahu to do this and ask us Trump's a racist and they're brown. Well, I'm sorry. Some of the congressional delegation that went last week was black. Democrats and Republicans went to Israel, had no problems. The Democrats, again, even talked to Israeli leaders and Palestinian leaders. They weren't banned. But you can't go on the dime of a neo-Nazi anti-Semitic group that's calling for the destruction and death of Israel. That supports the idea in writing that all of that, that Israel should be decimated. That praises suicide bombers. You can't do that. That has published a treatise that says the races shouldn't mix. That's openly anti-Semitic, that claims that Jews kill children and drink their blood. I mean, this is crazy stuff. I mean, this group has published the treatise of one of the foremost neo-Nazi groups in America. That's where the race mixing stuff came from. And the media doesn't tell you this. Can you imagine if a member of the GOP accepted a trip on the dime of this group, not just to go somewhere, but also to promote their ideology while there in various pre-planned stops? They'd make the GOP leadership call for their resignation. Instead, man, you got some white supremacy. It's Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib. That is totally fine with the mainstream media. They are A-OK with it. They will even help cover it up. I got to tell you, Cliff May with the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies nailed this.
And by the way, Rashida Tlaib was also told by the Israelis, look, you have relatives, you can go and visit with them. We're just going to ask you not to do propaganda while you're there against Israel. And she said, well, if those are the conditions, I won't do it. By the way, yeah. The organization, MIFDA, which was going to organize their tour, is not just really anti-Semitic. When I say anti-Semitic, I'm talking about blood libels, about matzahs being prepared with Christian blood. But they also have reprinted neo-Nazi treatises.
Yeah.
So it seems that to these two women, white supremacy is fine if it's in the service of anti-Semitism.
Oh, the hypocrisy. Folks, they don't care about neo-Nazis and white supremacists. They don't care. If they did, they'd condemn this. They won't. Even Bill Maher, the liberal comedian, who isn't that funny, condemn this.
It's very shallow thinking that the Jews are in Israel mostly white and the Palestinians are browner, so they must be innocent and correct and the Jews must be wrong. As if the occupation came right out of the blue, that this completely peaceful people found themselves occupied. Forget about the infitadas and the suicide bombings and the rockets and how many wars.
Oh, by the way, Rashida Tlaib is now calling for a boycott of the Bill Maher show. Yeah, because, you know, he did not get the memo that if somebody is browner than you and a female and in Congress, you cannot criticize them. You cannot even argue with them. You cannot debate their talking points. He didn't get the memo, I guess. So, yeah, I got to tell you what, Nancy Pelosi's got a lot of on her plate this week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.